Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update, and we're going to begin with some breaking news right now. More than a dozen vehicles and a big rig are involved in a nasty pileup on Highway 1 in Santa Cruz. This is a photo from the scene, and you can see the front of the big rig completely engulfed in flames. The crash happened just before 10 this morning near River Street. And according to the Snapchat video, the crash involved 25 vehicles. Now CHP is saying it was as many as 14 vehicles. Right now, the northbound lanes of Highway 1 still closed in that area. Drivers are being told to take alternate routes. And we do remain on fire watch as the campfire continues to burn in Butte County. 42 people have been killed, but that number is expected to rise with hundreds still missing. So far, the fire has scorched about 125,000 acres. Right now, it is 30% contained. The burn zone covers an area bigger than the city of San Jose. Crews are trying to protect 15,000 buildings that are still in danger. And the desperate search is on to find the identity of hundreds who are still missing. Crews are using power tools as well as cadaver dogs as they search through that burnt out rubble. Officials have requested two portable mortuaries and rapid DNA testing to help speed up the identification process.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can, because I understand the toll that it takes on people.
The campfire has also destroyed more than 7,000 structures. Now, farther south, the Woolsey fire flaring up again in the Santa Monica Mountains. Fire crews have been dumping water and slurry on those flames. The wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour were to blame for the big flare-up. Hundreds of residents who had just been allowed to return home had to turn around and evacuate again because of the winds kicking up those flames. Officials are reminding people they have to stay vigilant.
And the danger is far from over. If you're being held back, it's because your life and the lives of your family and neighbors are still potentially in danger.
So far, the Woolsey fires burned more than 95,000 acres from north of L.A. to the Malibu coast. Right now, that fire is 35% contained. Earlier today, Governor Brown and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom addressed the wildfire crisis across the state. The two met in Sacramento, and Governor Brown says it's becoming a reoccurring problem.
Some things only God can do. And we're doing everything we can, and there'll be new challenges that we don't even know what they are, and we will respond and do as much as we can and as creatively as we can. But this is an unprecedented, or what I call the new abnormal.
And with reports of PG&E power lines being a possible cause of the campfire, Governor-elect Newsom said he's still assessing the facts before deciding how to take action. Taking a live look from our KPIX 5 studio roof camera, you see smoky skies. We do see the Bay Bridge, but we don't see much beyond it. The unhealthy air continues to hang over the Bay Area, and Mary Lee has a look at today's conditions.
Well, the smoke continues across the Bay Area with unhealthy air quality for the entire region, very unhealthy for the North Bay, the coast, and for the Central Bay. And an air quality advisory, a spare the air alert for not just today, but as we go through Friday, that has been extended there because we're talking about weather conditions that are really not changing all too much there. So unhealthy air quality for the Bay Area as we go through at least that ridge of high pressure by next week. Should possibly kick out of here, but in the meantime, we're looking at that ridge, light offshore winds bringing in that smoke. Futurecast taking you through the next 10 days. Next week, maybe next Tuesday, Wednesday, next Thursday, around Thanksgiving, we could see some rain. That would be a welcomed sight for sure, that possibility of rain. We definitely need it. So cool conditions, looking at smoky skies, 67 in San Francisco for a high, 68 for you in Concord, 70 in Fremont. And there is that five-day forecast with hazy sunshine through the work week with rain chances next weekend.
Thank you, Mary. CNN is suing President Trump and several of his aides. This morning, the cable news network filed a lawsuit in D.C. court after the White House revoked the press pass of journalist Jim Acosta following this press conference last week. The lawsuit alleges that Acosta and the network's First and Fifth Amendment rights have been violated. Moments ago, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded to that lawsuit with a statement. It reads in part, "This is just more grandstanding from CNN, and we will vigorously defend against this lawsuit." In Washington, D.C., a large climate change protest took place outside of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's office. It was led by a couple of left-wing groups calling for House Democrats to push a climate plan forward. Among them, newly elected New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said she is there to support Pelosi.
This is an encouragement of her, and this is to show that we're here to back up bold action, and that she will be supported in that.
The demonstration stems from a recent UN report, which says the world has 12 years to limit global warming to manageable levels. In response to the protest, Pelosi released a statement saying, in part, "We are inspired by the energy and activism of the many young activists and advocates leading the way on the climate crisis, which threatens the health, economic security, and futures of all our communities." Back here in the Bay Area, Airbnb has just pledged to donate $5 million over the next 3 years to fight homelessness in San Francisco. The home rental company says the city is their home and addressing the homelessness crisis is their responsibility. It's not yet clear how the funds will be used. But Airbnb had this to say, quote, "We are working with a coalition of experts from across government, community organizations, and other private sector entities to ensure these funds are directed to the most pressing and urgent needs." Tennis great Serena Williams has been named GQ's Woman of the Year. The 37-year-old featured on one of four covers for next month's issue. She wears a black long-sleeve turtleneck leotard and is called the champion by the magazine. The cover has caused some controversy, though, many on social media questioning why the word woman was in quotes on the cover. Good question. Comedian Dave Chappelle made a special appearance in Ohio couple's engagement photos. Tommy Saunders and Emily Eldritch enjoying a photo shoot in Yellow Springs. When the comedian decided to pop in, Chappelle apparently lives in that area, he said that the photos would go viral. Once the images were posted on social media, guess what? Chappelle was right. At least it's not a video. They'd have to bleep it. We'll be back with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen to the updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.